感谢主，今天晚上又能一同聚集在他的跟前。
Praise the Lord that we can come near him and together.
上次我们交通到雅各书第六章第九节。
Last time we stopped at the Song of Songs chapter 6 verse 9.
好不好，我们还是先把第六章读一遍，等会我们第六章交通完了，我们再接下去读第七章。
We're going to read through this entire chapter.
Please, 你的良人转向何处去了？我们好与你同去寻找他。我的良人下入自己园中，到香花期，在园内牧放群羊，采百合花。我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。他在百合花中牧放群羊。我的佳偶啊，你美丽如德萨，秀美如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队。求你调转眼目不看我，因你的眼目使我惊乱。你的头发如同山羊群，卧在激烈山旁。你的牙齿如一群母羊，洗净上来，个个都有双身，没有一只上吊子的。你的两太阳在帕子内，如同一块石榴，有60王后，80妃嫔，并有无数的童女。我的鸽子，我的完全人，只有这一个，是他母亲独生的，是生养他者所保爱的。众女子见了，就称他有福。王后妃嫔见了，也赞美他。那向外观看，如晨光发现，美丽如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武如展开旌旗军队的是谁呢？我下入核桃园，要看谷中青绿的植物，要看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没有。不知不觉，我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中。回来，回来，苏拉密女，你回来，你回来，使我们得观看你。你们为何要观看苏拉密女，像观看马哈念跳舞的呢？对不起，我们看见这一个被主吸引，愿意快跑跟随主的童女，她成长的过程。
We're witnessing this entire growth of this virgin girl who was attracted by our Lord.
在雅各书里面，我们看见有初步的主的爱吸引了一个属他的人，盼望更多亲近主。更多的像主。
So we're seeing in this book that this person who first loved the Lord, wanting to love the Lord more and wanted to come to the Lord more.
所以他寻找主是怎么走，怎么牧羊，他的脚踪在哪里。
Therefore, she is pursuing the Lord's footpath, the Lord's journey on how to herding the sheep.
认识主所走的道路，好叫他自己也走主的道路。
So she's learning the path the Lord has walked down, so she can walk the same path.
这对基督徒成长是一件非常重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important for the growth of a Christian.
我们可能认为呢，一个基督徒要成长需要热心。
We know that perhaps.When you are, as a Christian, want to grow, you need love.
You need to be fervent. 或者哈，基督徒需要信心。
Maybe it's the Christian who loves faith, who needs faith.
但是我们从雅各书里面看见，第一最重要的，若是我们尝到主的爱，我们盼望追求主。
But we know that when in the book of Song of Songs, we say, if you want to know the Lord, you have tasted the Lord, you want to pursue the Lord.
他第一需要找到的就是主在哪里牧羊，找到主的同在，找到主牧羊的道路。
First thing this person needs to find is where the Lord is herding the sheep, where the Lord is at, the Lord's existence.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒成长中第一要注意的。我们看见有很多人很热心，也愿意相信，但是他们路走错了。
Brothers, this is find where the Lord is the most important thing. It's the first step. We see that in our spiritual growth, a lot of brothers and sisters who love the Lord, but they're on the wrong path.
感谢神，这一位追求主的女子一开头问的问题就是主在哪里牧放他的群羊。
The Lord is first teaching this virgin girl where he is herding the sheep.
因此呢，我们追求主啊，问问题很重要，问对问题更重要。
I missed the first part. Can you say that one more time? I missed the first part.
If we pursue the Lord, asking question is very important. But more importantly is to ask the right question. 我不晓得 我的声音出镜清不清楚，还是隐隐约约的。
I think it's my problem. Can you hear me okay now?
I hear you clearly. Now it's clearly. Sometimes fade away. When you are a little...
I think now it's okay now.
Yeah, great. 好
okay,
所以
sorry.
我稍微复习一下。我们找到主的道路，或者这样讲，主心意中教会该走的路是非常重要的。
We need to know the path, where the path is, the journey the church has to be on. We need, because that's where the Lord's heart is at.
也可以用 path 啊，通常用这样 find the way of the Lord and the way of the church is foremost important to our spiritual growth.我们基督徒属灵生命长进最重要的是找到主的道路和主引导教会的道路。
As a Christian, it's most important to find the Lord's path and the path that the church is supposed to be on.
那么当这个女子上路了以后，她就开始享受主，她也开始学习效法主。
When this virgin girl is on this path, she is starting to enjoy the Lord, and she is learning how to be with the Lord.
这个效法主啊，是保罗用了一个词叫做 imitate the Lord, imitate Christ. 他 follow his footsteps. 那么他这样走一段日子以后呢，他就感觉到在灵里面的满足享受，以至于他就停下来休息了。
When she's on the path for a while, she had enough enjoyment. It was so good, she stopped for a while.
所以主就要等待她。
So the Lord has to wait for her.
在这个雅各书里面呢，第二章第七节是第一次主等待这个女子。
In the book of Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 7, that's the first time Lord wait for the virgin girl.
当这个等待过去了，这个女子又起来要更多认识她的主的时候。
When the waiting period is over, when the virgin girl got up and she wants to find the Lord again.
这个女子呢， 他在属灵生命上面就被扩大了，更多的啊破碎了，啊更多的往前了。
Her when she found Lord after she waited, but after the Lord waited for her for a while, her spiritual life was expanded. Her self life was broken into pieces, and her spiritual desire got enlarged or increased.
这样子啊，他就经历一个啊，在这个环境里面，他会经历一个好像黑夜一样的时期。
Because of the desire expansion, because of her, she wants to be with the Lord more. She's going to experience this dark period of her time.
The experience in the night.
It's like she's in the nighttime. There are shadows in her life.
里面有疑惑,
there's questions in her life.
里面呢, 有过不去的事情。
There are things she just can't get over with.
我们读这个雅各书，你看见在第二章十七节、第四章第六节，到了八章十四节，你看这个女子经历三次，她说等到这个，对不起啊，我看一下，等到天起凉风日影飞去的时候再求主回来。
We see that in this book in chapter 2 verse 17, chapter 4 verse 6, chapter 8 verse 14, she wait for the Lord to come back until the day dawn and until the shadows flee away.
英文里面讲到那个影子啊，那个阴影啊，消散了。
The English translation is the shadows just fly away. Yeah.
所以今天我们基督徒啊，在跟随主的路上会有经历有阴影的时刻，我们有叹息，我们有困惑，好，我们有过不去的地方。
We as a Christians nowadays, when we follow our Lord, we're going to be experiencing this nighttime. We're going to have shadows in our life. We're going to have things that we just can't get over with.
我们读使徒保罗的交通里面，他的生活中也碰过这些情况。
When we read the letters from Paul, we have seen that Paul has experienced this matter as well.
比如说，在罗马书第七章里面，保罗有一个叹息，他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体？”
In the book of Romans, chapter 7, Paul had this.Great sigh. Let me read it. Seven.
书第七章第二十二二十四节是不是？
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me out of this body of death?
你看，在保罗跟随主的经历上面。他有挣扎，他有阴影，他有过不去的呼喊。
When Paul was following our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul had this struggle, and Paul had this thing that he just cannot get over with. That's why he had such a claim here, which man I am.
弟兄姊妹们，所以读雅各书啊，给我们带来很大的安慰。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Song of Songs, you can see that it can give you a lot of peace.
因为呢，雅各书不是讲一个高不可攀的一种境界，是每个是只有少数人才可能得着的，是每一个基督徒都可以进入的。
Because brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Song of Songs, it's not like things or a realm that you cannot reach. It certainly is a place that you can go to.
每一次主等待我们，带我们到一个新的境界，我们要被扩大的时候，我们都要跟主说：“主啊，请你等一下啊，等到这个天起凉风，阴影飞消散的时候，你再回来，再带我往前去。”
Brothers and sisters, in our own spiritual growth, when our own spiritual desire has to be expanded, we often wait for, we often ask our Lord to come back when all the darkness, all this shadows flee away from us.
姊妹, 我们看见, 从第二章开始, 一直到第八章, 这个女子, 非常成熟的时候, 她还有这样的祷告。
Even, you know, we see that in chapter 2, but even after she was becoming very mature, in chapter 8, we still see the same prayer.
这个给我们看见, 我们一生追求主, 是没有穷尽的。
Therefore, there is no limit, there's no boundaries when we follow our Lord in our own spiritual life.
那么第二个点我要和弟兄姊妹, 就着上次已经交通的再说明一下。
Next thing I want to explain to you guys after our fellowship last time.
第六章的第八节说, 有60王后, 80妃嫔, 并有无数的童女。
Sorry, let me go to the verse.
第六章第八节。
Verse, chapter 6, verse 8. It says, there are 70 queens and 70 concubines and virgins without number.
上次我在这里，我有一段我把它skip掉了，我说这个60王后80妃嫔，是指着神工作中属灵追求经历的领袖们。
I said last time, the 70 queens and 80 concubines are in our Lord's own work, the spiritual leaders in his own work.
我们记得这个童女起来追求这个王的时候, 她有一个心愿, 她说, 愿你吸引我, 众童女, 我们就快跑来跟随你。
So when we see that, when this virgin girl rides up and says, Lord, I ask you to draw me near you, virgin girls who rise up as among her.
我们看见这个童女开始追求主呢，从第一章一直到第五章呢，她都是一个人跑得很快，跟随主，远远的走在别人前面。From
chapter 1 through chapter 5, we can see somehow this virgin girl's own spiritual path chasing the Lord is just her alone. She's running really fast in the front.
但是她绝对不是一个人。
But she's not alone.
我们看见在第三章里面呢, 她从旷野上来的时候, 她是和所有爱主的弟兄姊妹, 她说到这个所罗门的教士为有60个勇士, 她不过是那60个勇士中的一个而已。
It's clearly written in book of chapter 3. This was chapter 3. I'm going to paraphrase. When she came out from the wilderness, she was among the 60 war soldiers or warriors. She was just one of them.
他们为着主的见证,学习属灵的征战,为主战术。
Because of our Lord's own testimony, they're learning how to fight the spiritual war and to testify for our Lord.
那么到了第五章呢, 因着这个女子所达到的境界呢，她周围的同伴就开始问：“你的良人到底哪一点是出众的，是值得我们追求的？”So
and because she has reached such a great levels of in the spirit, people around her start asking, "So what's so special or so good about this your love?" You're beloved, therefore we want to follow you as well.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们每一个人属灵的功用啊, 是随着我们对主的认识, 对主的经历增加, 而自然产生出来的。
Brothers and sisters, our own spiritual functioning is increasing with our own acknowledgement, understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ, and is with our own spiritual growth.
从雅各书里面我们看见, 当他周围的同伴们开始问他所追求的主的时候, 啊, 到了第六章呢, 就有许多的童女也把自己献给主, 好像呢, 这个所罗门他的王后们一样。 这些王后, 所以有人解经这样讲啊, 基督只有一位妻子，就是教会。但是对我们，哦，对不起，请弟兄先。
可不可以请你？哦 ，OK，OK。So we can see that clearly for this virgin girl, because she was in such a good level. People start asking, "Who is this Lord that you're following?" And so in chapter six, the moment after she explained who the Lord is, people start to consecrate themselves to the Lord as well. So we can see that there's 70 of queens and 70 of concubines and countless of other women. It's like saying in church, and other Bible scholars often talk about Christ only had one bride. This one bride is the church.
但是在教会里面，每一个肢体，我们跟主个人之间那爱的关系，都像夫妻的关系一样。
But our own relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ is like the spousal relationship that we're having.
所以这个童女她爱主啊，吸引了好多同伴都把自己献给基督，他们也达到了一个光景，像王后，像妃子一样。
Because of this virgin girl, what she has done, others who consecrate themselves to the Lord has had such a good relationship with the Lord as well. They have become queens and concubines.
不仅有王后，有妃子，还有无数的童女都起来跟随主了。
Not only there are queens and concubines, there is also countless of virgins without number.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我和大家一起读雅歌书啊，这就是我心里面的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this time we study the Book of Song of Songs. This is my prayer.
我盼望在 DC 的所有弟兄姊妹呢，都起来把自己献给主，我们好好来追求他。
My prayer is that I pray the Lord will let all the brothers and sisters in D.C. Will consecrate ourselves and to our Lord so that we can serve our Lord better.
我们看见这个女子达到了一个光景呢，主说呢，你是我的鸽子，我的完全人，只有这一个。
In verse 9, the Lord has praised the virgin girl who has reached such a good levels of the Spirit. She said, you're my dove, my undefiled, but the one.
而且是他母亲独生的，是生养他者所保爱的。
She's the only one of her mother. She is the choice of one of her that bore her.
这个女子的性格已经像圣灵那个性格一样。
This virgin girl's characteristics is like the characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的表号就是鸽子。
Because another name for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在三而一的神格里面，圣灵呢是隐藏自己的，但是它里面的生命就是神的生命，就是基督的生命。
In this Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit hide behind, concealed himself, but the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
还有圣灵呢，他的生命就是神的生命，就是基督的生命。
The life of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's the life of God.
现在主称这个追求他的女子说：“我的鸽子。”
Now this our Lord has called this virgin girl, "You're my dove."
你可以想到主心里面多么的喜乐。
You can see how joyful our Lord is.
他说：“我的完全人。”只有这一个。
The Lord also called her my undefiled, but one.
我们弟兄刚才用达比的翻译，这个完全人呢，他原来是说属于我，完全没有被玷污的。
The Darby translation is quite accurate. Here, undefiled means things that belong to me and not being contaminated by others.
换句话说，这个女子为了达到与主联合的地位，她经过了各样环境的试探、引诱和考验。
In another word, we can say that for this virgin girl, in order to be united with our Lord Jesus Christ, She has gone through all sorts of trials and tribulations and temptations.
她一点都没有被玷污。
She came out unscathed and untouched and undefiled.
为什么？是不是她比别人更圣洁呢？
Is it because she's more holy than others?
我相信不是。
I believe it's not.
她跟我们是一样的。
She's like us.
她也可能失败过。
Perhaps she has failed before.
但是在她的这些过程中, 她懂得依靠主, 取用羔羊的宝血。
But I know, even through the process, she knows how to use the blood of the lamb.
另外一面呢, 当她知道自己的错误, 蒙光照以后, 她愿意被主管教, 被主修正。
On the other side, when she realized she has failed and made a mistake, she's willing to accept that she has failed, and she's willing to let the Lord to correct her.
所以主称她做你这没有被玷污的。
Therefore, our Lord has said, my undefiled.
她经过考验和试炼，她说只有这一个。She has gone through
temptations and tribulations. That's why she's the only one.
这一个她是怎样产生出来的呢？ 她说
How does she come out like this? It says she's the only one of her mother.
这个母亲呢, 我们就讲, 属天的耶路撒冷, 就是那真实的教会。
We'll say that the mother is the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们知道在加拉太书第三章, 保罗就讲到, 我们的母亲是天上的耶路撒冷, 那真实的教会, 是自主的妇人。
Paul has said in the Galatians chapter 3 that our church is like the heavenly Jerusalem, the real mother, the sovereign woman.
所以今天一个人能够达到与主向主要与主联合的这个地步呢，他都是在真实教会的经历的里面。
So in other words, if we or other Christian brothers and sisters want to unite with our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to go through this real church experience.
这个独身啊, 不是说只有他一个基督徒, 不是这个意思。
The only one here is not like, oh, there's only one Christian.
乃是说呢, 在所有蒙恩得救的人中间呢, 他在与主联合这个点上面, 他是唯一的。
This here only one really means that when it comes to uniting with our Lord, she's the only one who has done that.
所以她成为她母亲生养中间那个最好的那一位。
That's why she has become the choice one of her that bore her.
换句话说呢, 她在追求主, 肯付代价, 肯学十架功课的事情上面, 她是跑得最快的一个人。
In other words, we can think that when it comes to consecrate herself, serving the Lord, she has run the fastest.
她是一个跟得最紧的一个人。She
has followed the most closely to the Lord.
她爱主是爱得最纯洁的一个人。Her
love to the Lord has been the purest.
我在年轻的时候听见年长弟兄讲过去服侍主的仆人们的一些事情。
In my young years, I have heard other elderly brothers and sisters talking about the servant of the Lord when it comes to serving.
尼克森弟兄他把追求主的这个路交通给了在中国许多神的儿女们。Brother
Watchman Nee has taught the way of how to serve the Lord to other brothers and sisters in China.
所以在各处各地呢，都有很多弟兄姊妹起来爱主，他们愿意付代价走十架的道路。In
lots of places and cities in China, there has been a lot of brothers and sisters rise up and want to love the Lord.
就此尼弟兄呢，得着了许多的同伴和同工。Now
that's why our brother Watch Me has gained a lot of co-laborers and partners in the Lord.
其中有一位啊，是一位东北。 人一位弟兄，他的名字叫做栾飞利。
There was this brother from the northeast region of China. His name is Luan Feili. Philip, right?
Philip Luan. Yeah. Philip. 得救了以后啊, 主真是吸引他。 他本来是出生在一个非常富有的大地主的家庭的里面。
After Brother Luan was accepted, was saved by the Lord, he really loved the Lord. He was born out of wealth. His parents are landowners.
有弟兄们讲说，他的祖父啊。 他们的在东北的地大到一个地步，日本人占领中国的时候，征收他们家的地，建了一个飞机场，只是一小部分一块地，就建了一个机场。
How much land do they own? Well, his grandfather's property was taken by the Japanese army, and they built a airplane field on top of it. Just that's a small portion of their property.
所以他从小呢。 是一个养尊处优、非常任性、非常自我的一个人。
So you can imagine this guy growing up being a very self-centered, has a lot of bad habit, boy.
他年轻的时候啊，他就自己一个人跑到莫斯科去，去那里读书，去享受生活。
For him, when he was very young, he went to Moscow to study and enjoy life.
他在莫斯科呢，结果他被别人呢这个带着，他就染上了抽大烟的习惯，毒品。So
when he was in Moscow, was led by others, got the habit of smoking opium.
因为他有钱。Because
there's a lot of money.
但是呢，主就用这个方法拯救了他。But
because through this bad habit, the Lord has saved him.
当他染上了这个鸦片的瘾，他发现俄国人非常看不起这样的人。他因为自尊心了，他就回国了。Well,
after he had this habit of smoking opium, he realized the Russians doesn't think him highly. Out of his own self-respect, he went home.
他回国，他也是抗拒基督，不愿意接受主的，因为在俄国莫斯科学的，他就是学这个辩证哲学，学这个唯物主义的一个人。After
he came home to China, he refused Christianity because when he was in Russia, his study topic was philosophy, was materialism.
但是主的怜悯临到他。
But the mercy of our Lord has come upon him, and he has completely changed. After he was saved, he consecrated himself to the Lord.
开他的眼睛，看见主耶稣的荣美。Our
Lord has opened his vision and let him see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他真是学习像保罗一样，为要认识基督，看万事如同粪土。He's
learning like our brother Paul, who in order to learn more about our Lord, he sees everything as dirt.
他有一次呢，他跟一位同工一起到印尼的泗水去服侍。One
time he was going with a co-laborer to the city in Indonesia.
实际上他是被邀请到那边去服侍，那另外弟兄呢是陪着他去的。
Well, in fact, he was asked to go serve in Indonesia. The other brother is going just to go with him. They went to Indonesia on a boat.
那么那个接船的弟兄啊，一看到他的那位同工穿得很整齐，很有精神，就想这一定是我们邀来的讲员，就把他接走了。这个南非利就坐在码头在那里，没有人跟他讲话。
When they came off the boat, the brother who's in charge of taking both of the men saw the other co-laborer was dressed really well, and he thought, oh yeah, this must be the speaker that we invited. So they picked the other brother up.
他当时的生活的态度跟他没有得救以前完全是另外一个人。
this brother Luan, you know, dressed very normally, very humbly, was completely different from the lifestyle that he was living before he was accepted to Jesus Christ.
他为着主的缘故，甘愿卑微，为着主的缘故，甘愿被别人忽略，被别人藐视。
Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, he'd rather be humble, and because of Lord Jesus Christ, he'd rather be looked down upon.
当他离开世界的时候，尼托森弟兄非常非常难过。
After he has left the world to be with the Lord, our brother Washington was very sad.
我们失去了一位真是跟随主的同伴。Brother
Nee has said, we have really missed, lost a brother who... A partner who truly follows the Lord.
我们读到雅各书第六章，在这里主称赞这个女子，我们就想到在教会中有好多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们真实愿意像基督。When
we're reading Song of Songs chapter 6 verse 9, when we see our Lord praising the virgin girl, that is reminded us there's a lot of brothers and sisters who truly loves the Lord, who really want to be like the Lord.
当一个人这样跟随主，愿意被剥夺，愿意倒空自己，让基督来充满他的时候，
When a person truly follows the Lord, want to be empty, completely empty, want to be everything will be taken away so that they can be filled with the Lord.
众童女见了他，就称他做有福气的。Therefore,
when the daughters saw her, they called her blessed.
王后妃嫔见了她，也称赞她，也赞美她。The
queens and concubines saw her, also praised her.
好，在这个时候没有属灵的嫉妒，没有比较，大家碰见了这一位，就好像呢看见了十字架的路一样。There
is no so-called spiritual jealousy, spiritual comparison here. When they saw her, they saw the path of our Lord.
所以这个女子在主的手中。
We have seen that this virgin girl has truly become this masterpiece, this treasure of our Lord in the church.
她怎么达到的呢?
How did she get there?
因为她在跟随主的事情上面，不断地把自己献给主。
How did she become like that? Well, for every little matter when she follows the Lord, she kept consecrating herself over and over again.
接受主的教导,
she constantly received the teaching of the Lord.
她肯承认自己的错,
she's willing to accept that she's wrong.
然后接受主的修正,
and she's willing to receive the correction from the Lord.
甚至有的时候安心地接受从主手中给她的管教。
And she's also calmly and peacefully receiving the punishment from the Lord.
当她自己觉得可以休息、可以停顿的时候呢, 主在呼召她，她愿意起来再跟随主。
When she wants to rest and when the Lord has called her out of her own rest, she's willing to get up and go with the Lord.
她为着得着主，肯付比以前更多的代价。
She's willing to pay more, a heavier price in order to have our Lord.
更多愿意在凡事上面让主的心得到满足。
She's willing to satisfy our Lord on every matter.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我有这样的心愿，主就在我们身上制作、栽培，并且呢，使我们成为别人的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, if you have such will with our Lord will do works on us, will shape us into like that, so that other brothers and sisters, when they see us, they will benefit.
从雅各书第六章第十节开始到第十二节。
From verse 10 to 12.
对不起，第十节就是第十节。
Oh,
好像呢,
sorry.
又像是有一个第三者在这里问大家一个问题。
Sorry, just verse 10. It looks like a third person asking another question.
这第三者呢，我想可能就是住在我们里面，也住在教会中间的圣灵。
This third person, in my opinion, is this Holy Spirit that dwelt in us and dwelt in our church.
圣灵站在教会的众人中间，在旁边呢，好像他就旁白的问我们一句话。他说：“那向外观看如晨光发现，美丽如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武如展开旌旗军队的是谁呢？这个人是谁呢？”
So when you think of in our own head, when we think of the Holy Spirit, it's like a third person, like a narrator. This narrator is asking on the side, "Who is she that looks forth as the dawn, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, terrible as the troops of banner?"
他把他的性质特点都讲出来，但是他要问这个人是谁。
The Holy Spirit has described the entire characteristics of this virgin girl, but the Holy Spirit still asks, "Who is she?"
这个愿意付代价。愿意向主，愿意跟随主，愿意与主联合的女子。
Who is this virgin girl that wants to be with the Lord, want to follow the Lord, want to consecrate herself to the Lord, want to pay a heavy price for our Lord? Who is she?
她的属灵生命、属灵光景达到一个境界，有四个特点。
As her spiritual, when she has reached such a good level, her spiritual life characteristics have four characteristics.
这个中文翻成向外观看，它的原文的意思是一直往前注视的。
The Chinese translation of the first part of verse 10, she's outside, but really it's when she looked forth, look forward.
他说好像呢早上天亮的那个晨光向前看的。
It's like the dawn when you, as you look forward.
第二个，他说他的脚美丽像月亮。
Second characteristic is fair as the moon.
第三个说他皎洁像日头。
Third is clear as the sun.
第四个，他说威武如展开旌旗的军队。
Fourth is terrible as troops with banners.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个爱主哈。经过了主的一再的等待，而且跟得上主的一个基督徒可以达到的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is what a person who has waited, who our Lord has waited, and who can follow up with our Lord, that what the person will look like.
在圣经里面，有在箴言里面讲到义人的路，如同黎明的光。越照越明，直到日午。这个是在箴言第五章第十八节。
In the book of Proverbs, they talk about dawn. It's in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 18. It goes like this. Let thy fountain be blessed, and have the joys of the wife of thy youth. 5:18.
哦，对，对不起，不是第五章，第四章第十八节。抱歉，对不起。
Proverbs chapter 4:18. Sorry. But the path of the righteous is as shining light, going on and brightening until the day. Be fully come.
这一个女子啊，她追求主，她有一个不停顿、不自满的一个光景，她一直往前。
When you think of the virgin girl who follows the Lord, she does not stop. It's non-stop, and she does not become self-satisfied. She always moves forward.
就好像天亮了以后呢，天亮刚开始是蒙蒙亮。越来越亮，一直到中午，变成最明亮的时候。
It's like our day during daybreak is, you know, very you see a little bit of a light, but it doesn't stop there. It just keep going until very bright, until the midday is the brightest.
我们知道在新约圣经里面呢，圣灵用保罗做一个榜样来说明这件事情。
In the book of New Testament, the Holy Spirit used Paul as an example to talk about how he kept going forward.
保罗在腓立比书里面告诉弟兄姊妹啊，他不是以为他已经达到了，已经得着了。
In the book of Philippians, I think chapter 3, Paul reminded brothers that he doesn't think he has gotten there. He has gotten it already.
第十二节，第三章第十二节，他说，我不是已经得着了，也不是已经完全了。
This is the Darby translation, chapter 3, verses 12 of the book of Philippians. Not that I have already obtained the prize or am already perfected, but I pursue.
我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣要我得着的。
But I pursue as also I may get possessions of it, seeing that also I have been taken possessions by Christ Jesus.
所以啊，在他的里面有一个不住向前，不住向着标杆奔跑的心智。
Therefore, within Paul, there has been this well of non-stop running, non-stop pursuing towards the mark.
当他走到这个地步的时候呢，基督在他里面好像天亮了一样。
When he has reached that level with the spiritual growth, our Lord Jesus Christ is like the bright daylight.
弟兄姊妹，这个在经历上面，就我们平时生活，你不要用力气的，在我们的知觉里面知道主的同在，并且当我们里面有问题、有需要的时候，你和主的交通是没有间隔、没有遮蔽的。
Brothers and sisters, in our own life, fellowshipping and communicating with our Lord, if you have reached a certain point, you don't have to use extra strength. When you are having troubles with things in life, our Lord knows, and there's a very clear communication between you and the Lord.
为什么呢？我们已经活在一个天已经亮的属灵环境里面。
How come there is such a good fellowship between you and the Lord? It's because we're living in daylight.
对，这个不是环境，而是属灵的光景里面。基督对我而言呢，我们可以敞着脸看着他。
In our, we have reached a good spiritual realm that we can open our face to our Lord and see our Lord.
我不能多讲啊。在基督徒的追求生活里面，确实有这样的一天，你会发现，现在啊，你有意识的、无意识的，你都知道主的同在，而且主在我们里面的扶持、供应和引领是那么的真实。
I can't speak too much of this right now, but one day you will realize that.One day in life, you will realize the existence of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that's within our life. Our Lord's supply, our Lord's teaching, our Lord's presence is with you at all times.
这是因为我们呢，竭力的向着标杆，向着我们的主天上的呼召来奔跑，来追求。
The reason we are able to reach that level is because we are running nonstop towards the marker, towards the call from heaven, towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么第二个他描写，他说呢，他美好啊，这个美丽啊，如同月亮。
The second characteristic is fair as the moon.
我们知道月亮呢，它发出的光不是他自己本身的光。
We know when the moon shines, it's not the moon itself shining.
它是反照太阳的光。
It's a reflection of the sun.
月亮的光呢，是我们可以用肉眼对着它看，而不会伤我们的眼睛的。
We can directly use our own eyes to look at the sun, look at the moon, and it doesn't hurt our eyes.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这说出他发出来的光 是基督的特性，但是却是非常的柔和。
This moon represents this virgin girl who shines the light of our Lord Jesus Christ, but is also very tender and kind.
而且月亮的光照的时候呢, 啊, 我们看见, 在月球表面上, 你看不到阴影。
When the moon is shining, you cannot see a shadow on the moon.
这是讲到这一个追求主的女子啊, 基督的美丽, 从她的人性里面流露出来。
Through this moon, we can see that the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ has overflowing out of the virgin girl.
第二个,第三个, 他说, 皎洁如日头。
Third is, clear as the sun.
这个皎洁如日头呢, 这个追求主的女子里面呢, 它里面有一个发光的生命。
This virgin girl herself has this life that is glowing.
弟兄姊妹, 我们基督徒常常想, 我们是不发光的, 我们是反照基督的光的。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we often think that our life does not have a glowing light within ourselves. We often are just a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个讲到生命的本质, 我们天然生命里面是没有光, 是黑暗的。
In our own natural human life, we have there's no light within us.
但是当基督的光从透过我们的人呢，可以借着我们的生活反照出来。
But our, the light of our Lord Jesus Christ through our own body can come out and shine.
但是基督徒还有一个更宝贵的，我们里面应该是发光的。
But the other treasure thing that as a Christian was supposed to have is this light that we're supposed to have.
比如说腓立比书第二章, 第十五、第十六节。
Book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 15 and 16.
他说呢, 我们好像明光照耀, 把生命的话语表明出来。 第十五节,
Chapter 2?
2.
Okay, one second. It says that you may be harmless and simple, irreproachable children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation among whom you appear as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, so as to be a boast for me in Christ's day, that I have not run in vain nor labor in vain.
在这里啊, 我们弟兄刚刚讲的, 在这世代中, 好像明光照耀。 第十五节的后面,
It's like as appeared among whom ye appeared as light in the world.
As a light in this world. 好, 我们里面教会啊, 神的儿女就应该是世界上的光。
As part of the church, as a children of the Lord, you're supposed to be like the light of the world.
啊, 这个世界的光啊, 那个光他说是一个发光的器皿。
This light here is this source of light. It's this... This device that said that lights up.
在有的英文里面称它叫做 illumine, 是一个发光的器皿，是一个灯一样的。
In other words, it's supposed to be illumine. It's supposed to be something that lights up.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们成为月亮啊，因为基督是我的光。
Brothers and sisters, we are like the moon because the Lord has shined his light on us.
这是约翰福音第八章第十二节里面讲的。主耶稣说,我就是世界的光,人若跟从我的,就不在黑暗里行,我在他的里面就成为生命的光。
Even in Book of John, chapter 8, verses 12, our Lord Jesus Christ has said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们若是天天肯跟随 主耶稣在我们里面的光，我们就会反照基督的光。
Brothers and sisters, if we are following the light of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can reflect the light of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，在这里他讲到，我们皎洁如日头哈，这个皎洁应该这样翻，光芒耀眼，像日头一样。
Even in verse chapter in Song of Songs chapter 6 verse 10, it says we're clear as the sun. We can
那 clear 啊，可以把它翻成光芒和耀眼，不仅是清楚的。
Well, we clear is not just like something just you can see through or whatnot. It's really just it's a light, it's glowing, it's illuminating this whole world.
对，弟兄姊妹们，神儿女们啊，若是跟从主到一个地步啊，这个人成为光明之子。从我们里面就有生命的光照出来。
If we have followed our Lord to such step, brothers and sisters, we become the sun of the light, and we can shine upon the world.
对环境、对事物、啊、都有一个光的作用，叫人里面看见事情的真相。
So when we are encountering certain situations, certain circumstances, we areShining like a light to let people see the truth behind.
弟兄姊妹，一个人单纯哈，这个光就在我们里面照出来。
Brothers and sisters, if a person is simple, the light will come out of us.
像保罗在以弗所书第五章第八节第九节里面讲的。
It's like Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 and 9.
他说我们今天在世界上行事为人呢。要像光明之子。
I says, for ye once darkness, but now in the light of the world walk as children of light.
他说，光明之子所结的果子啊，就是良善、公义和诚实。
For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里面有哪些爱主的弟兄姊妹啊？能够弃绝那些暧昧的事情，对付自己里面的啊不义哈、啊，那么我们能够活出良善、公义和诚实。
Brothers and sisters, in our own church and for our own self, if you can give up the wickedness, if you can deal with the unrighteousness using our Lord Jesus Christ, then you can have the fruit of the light, which is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
我们就成为一个发光的人。
Therefore, we become this illuminant.
在做每一件事情的时候，我们总是做讨主喜悦的事情，这就发光了。
So, for example, if for every little thing in the world, everything you do is to please the Lord, you become children of light.
那么第四个特点
，as the fourth characteristic,
这位旁白的圣灵问，指出这个人的特点，然后问他是谁。他说他威武如展开旌旗的军队是谁
？The narrator here it says terrible is troops with banners。
啊，这个一个部队啊，要打仗的时候一定要带着旌旗的。
When the army is ready to fight a war, fight a battle, they have to have a banner.
在古时候的打仗，他们是。两边的都有自己的军旗，这军旗展开的时候啊，就要开始交锋了。
In ancient times, when two sides are fighting, they must have banners. When both banners were unrolled and opened up, they're fighting.
而这个部队呢，他们摆阵呢，是跟着军旗的指挥的。
Pardon me, I'm not very familiar with the military terms, but when they are forming into different shapes in the fight, they're following the direction of the banner.
Yeah, when two troops fight against engage into war, each troop would follow the instruction and direction of their own banner. They put in arrays. 像我们中国这个诸葛亮啊，他有一个八卦阵，这个那么在清朝时代呢，有这个八旗军 每一个旗啊摆出来的时候，叫别的部队敌方呢看不懂，他们就失败了。
In the ancient times, when they fight, in the ancient times when they fight, so in the Qing Dynasty, where there was they called them the A flags, but it's really the A tribe. When they come out in a different formation, the enemies don't know what they're doing, so the enemy's always lost.
这讲到这一个女子哈，她懂得属灵征战的事情。
So here, the troops and with banners really represented this virgin girl knowing how to fight a spiritual warfare.
她不仅有个人跟随主的经历。
Not only she has this her own individual following the Lord experience.
而且教会今天在世界中就是在一个属灵的战场里面。
Church nowadays in the world is like in a spiritual battle.
如果我们从来不跟随真理，不跟随圣灵的引导，我们不可能认识属灵的征战。
If we never follow the truth, we never follow the Holy Spirit, we'll never know how to fight a spiritual war.
我讲一个很小的啊，一个小小的征战。
Let me give you a very small spiritual battle I'm talking about.
我盼望在DC 弟兄姊妹，你们不要碰到。
I really hope brothers and sisters in DC, you have not encountered this.
我自己在西海岸服侍，碰过好几次。
I've encountered several times when I'm in the West Coast.
有人到教会里面来，他说他信主。
Some people come to the church and say, I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者有人来教会，他说他很痛苦，他想要信主。
Some person say, I am in some deep pain, I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
有的时候，这是邪灵附在一个人身上来搅扰神的家的。
Sometimes that is a person with a demonic power, that demonic spirit that comes to the home, house of the Lord, and to disrupt the house of the Lord.
有的人装得很可怜，他很有需要来到教会，弟兄姊妹非常有爱心，结果受骗了。
Some people, you know, they pretend they're in some deep need, To the spirit of the Lord, people help them, support them, but they were being lied to.
如果我们是注重自己爱主亲近主，你对这些事情一点都不认识，我们就被欺骗，就被玩弄。
If your only desire is to come near the Lord and to come to the Lord, and you don't know the truth, and when you have encountered this, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be lied to.
我讲一个小小的例子。
Let me give you one example.
有一年西海岸的追求聚会 WCCC。
During one year of the West Coast Christian Conference, WCCC.
在聚会中呢，就有一个姊妹跑去找一个在整个聚会负责的一个弟兄啊，他是一个工人，就跟他讲说，弟兄啊，我在聚会的时候好像有邪灵来搅扰我，我大概是被鬼附了。
There was one sister who came to this brother who's in charge of the WCCC. He's a laborer of our Lord, and said, "Brother, I feel there was a demonic spirit that had tried to come onto me, and I feel like I have been there's a demon on me."
跟那个姊妹住在一起的这些姊妹们，大家也很紧张啊。说晚上他这个情形不对啊，我们为他祷告也安静不下来啊。
Other sisters was bunking with her. Said, "Yeah, there's some terrible things is happening going on. We pray for her. She could not calm down."
这个很搅扰聚会啊。
That can be very disruptive to a gathering.
他们找到的这位弟兄呢，也是一个多年服侍主弟兄，他听了就很严肃。这个，那我们是真的还是假的？是不是要去赶鬼呀、
This brother who's very experienced, he's very serious about this matter as well. He said, what can we do? Do we need to drive the demon out?
但是他想想啊，因为在整个聚会中还有更老练的弟兄，他就想把这件事私下的找那位弟兄交通。
So this brother thought about this. He's like, there is more mature brother than me. Maybe I should communicate with other brothers. So he wants to come in private contact with the other brother.
他就去找江弟兄。
So he came to a brother, Stephen Kong.
当弟兄啊，很慎重的、仔细的听。
Brother Cohen, listen carefully.
然后也要弟兄们指出是哪一个姊妹。
And Brother Cohen asked the other brother to point it out exactly who the other sister is.
他没有直接去跟那个姊妹说话。
Brother Cohen did not speak to the sister directly.
然后到了聚完会晚上吃饭的时候，他找那个跟他交通的弟兄跟他说，这个姊妹是假冒的，是装的。
During dinner time, Brother Cohen said to the brother who's in charge, this sister is faking it.
这个弟兄一听啊，他说他怎么假冒？这几天晚上闹得不可开交啊。
This brother said, what do you mean she's faking it? She was interrupting everybody every night.
当弟兄告诉他说，你今天晚上找一些负责的姊妹坐在一起，好好问他几个问题，你就可以分辨出来。
Brother Cohen said, well, tonight you're going to ask a few sisters in charge and ask her a few questions, and you're gonna see what's really going on.
结果他们晚上就这样做了，最后那个姊妹呢，就低下头来说，她说是，我是心里不平衡。我觉得大家都注意别人，都没有人注意我，所以我就闹。
So they did that. Their sisters asking her what was going on, and she admitted, "Yeah, I'm a little jealous. Everybody is paying attention to other people. Nobody pay attention to me. That's why I am acting like this."
所以那一天，姊妹们彼此认罪，这个姊妹好好的，一点事都没有了。
So at that night, all the sisters sat down and repent.And after that, that sister came back to normal.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会生活中很小的一件事情。
Brother, sister, this is a very small matter in our own church life.
但是很多人呢、啊，光喊啊叫啊，天天灵恩啊，但是一点办法都没有，不会处理这些，也不会分辨。
But when it comes to people say, oh, they've had the demon on them.People who, you know, cry out, they have the holy cry, the holy laughter. They don't know how to deal with that.
我再讲一个失败的例子。
Let me give you a failure.
也是一个服侍主的弟兄。
It's another brother who serves the Lord.
他是相当有灵恩的经历，也有自己得医治，也去为别人病祷告的弟兄。
The brother has the power, has the, brother, how do you describe it? Pentecostal power? He really pay attention to the spirit. He can pray to people to drive out ghosts, can heal people.
有一次也是在特会里面。
It's another special gathering.
来了一个人也是闹。
There's another person came also acting out.
他就哇就是很兴奋啊，就找了一些同工们就压了那个人了，又奉主的名又吩咐这个出去赶鬼，赶了一个晚上。那个人一直在那里叫。
This brother was quite excited, so he got a bunch of other brothers, who sort of pinned him down and lay hands on him to say, you know, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I've driven the demon out. They did that for the whole night. The guy couldn't stop.
后来有一位年长弟兄经过那里，走过去问，他一看就说这个人根本没有被嘴咐，他是喝醉酒了，在发酒疯了。
Some other elderly brother walked past that situation and said, well, this person does not have a demon on him. He's drunk.
弟兄姊妹，你看见啊，真正的属灵追求必须是脚踏实地学十架功课，自己失败过，自己经历过，被真理修剪过的，我们才会威武像军队展开旌旗一样。
In our own spiritual growth, in our own spiritual path, the pursuing our Lord, we're going to fail and we're going to encounter failure. But when we have failed, we need to acknowledge that we failed and we need to be corrected by the Holy Spirit. Once we have done so, we have experienced our own failure, we will be as terrible as troops with banners.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会落在空前的属灵征战的里面。
Brothers and sisters, our church nowadays have been in such a big spiritual warfare has never been seen before.
Unprecedented spiritual warfare. 仇敌要倾巢而出来迷惑全世界的人，谁能够在一个这样的似是而非的环境里面在真理中得胜呢？
The enemies are all going to come out, are going to blind everybody. Who is going to overcome the current situation when nobody knows what is right, what is wrong?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵问，有这个特性的人是谁呢？
The Holy Spirit has asked, who has such good characteristics like that?
那么第十一节到第十二节啊，这个人就出来了。
Verse 11 and 12, it shows, is this person who has good characteristics came out?
他怎么会得着这四个特性呢？
How can this person have the four good characteristics here?
我们曾经讲到呢，他愿意在侍奉上面跟随那位钉十字架的基督。
This person must want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ to consecrate him or herself.
弟兄姊妹们，他说，这个女子回答说，我下到核桃园。
Virgin girl has answered, I went down into the garden of nuts.
这个下到哈，说出这个女子，她不论出身多高贵，她原来多聪明，多才，多有才华，啊，多令人羡慕。
This word went down, it represents no matter how much money she was born with, no matter how smart she was, no matter how much talent she had.
她现在为着主把这些放下。
Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, she's willing to give that up completely.
为着主的教会，她愿意降卑自己。
Because of our church that was built up within our Lord, she's willing to humble herself.
她愿意做众人的仆人。
She's willing to be everybody's servant.
实际上她是做了基督的奴仆。
But in reality, she is the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ.
她下到主的核桃园里面。
She went down into the garden of nuts that belongs to our Lord.
她学习在侍奉中跟随主。
She's learning how to follow the Lord and in service.
弟兄姊妹们，她做主所要做的，她说主所要说的，她爱主所爱的。
Brother, sister, she is doing what the Lord wants her to do. She's saying what the Lord wants her to say. She's doing everything to please the Lord.
这好像约翰福音第十二章二十六节讲的，主说：“若有人要服侍我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。”
This is very similar to what our Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall be my servant. And if anyone serve me, him shall the Father honor.
我们看见他在侍奉中跟随主的脚踪。
We see that she is following our Lord's footsteps.
我用人的话来讲，他放下他的身段，放下他的尊严，放下他自己最值得夸耀的长处、优点和才华。
In our own language, we can see that she's dropping her social status, she's dropping her talent, she's dropping things she can boast herself to serve our Lord.
她在爱中，她不再在意她自己。
She's no longer pay attention to herself out of the love towards our Lord Jesus.
她甘心的为着服侍主牺牲劳苦，尽心的照顾神的家。
She's for the purpose of serving our Lord and make our Lord pleasing our Lord. She's willing to give everything up to please to take care of the house of the Lord.
她不再在意自己以前有什么。
She's no longer pay attention to what she used to have.
脱离了为自己、看自己、想自己的侍奉。
She is moving away from serving herself for herself to herself the service.
啊，弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们侍奉啊，我们一般一面服侍主，一面看自己，想自己，啊，也呢为着自己。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we're serving the Lord. On one side, we're serving the Lord, but on the other side, we're looking at ourselves. We're all sort of trying to serve ourselves for ourselves to serve others.
是不是呢？我承认我自己啊。以前如果我在讲台上今天讲得很闷，回到家我就更闷。如果我今天讲得很释放，回到家我快乐得不得了，因为我的体在里面享受。
I have to admit, for me, if I've preached a boring sermon, if I have so-called bombed the sermon, I often come home and be very, very sad. But if the sermon went well, I was very excited, I was able to talk a lot, I became really happy when I go home.
我为这种生活苦恼好久好久啊。
I was very sad, I was very troubled by this type of life for a while.
我就把他带到主面前，主说你是服侍我还是服侍你自己呢？
So I take this to our Lord and prayed about it. The Lord has answered, are you serving me or serving yourself?
如果你是服侍我的话呢，你讲完话了就不要想你自己了。
If you're serving me, after you have spoken, don't think about yourself anymore.
这个很不容易学。
This is very difficult for me to learn.
当主教我的时候啊，以前我每次讲完道都要问我姊妹，你觉得我今天讲的好不好？她每次都不发表意见，我就很生气。
But before I've learned this lesson, every time I preach sermon, I ask my wife, how did I do today? She said, I have no opinion. I became very frustrated.
现在我学习啊，讲完了，我说主啊，愿你祝福你的儿女，祝福你的话，不要祝福我这个人。
But nowadays, every time I preach, I pray the Lord bless the ones who have heard your lessons and bless the ones the brothers and sisters who love you. Don't give me any
questions. 让我学习啊，下来，下到园子去。
I have learned the lessons of going down to the garden.
有姊妹们，她到园中是做什么呢？她去看看那些青绿的植物，看看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没有。
What is the virgin girl doing? The virgin girl is going to see the crops, the growth of the crops, and see whether the pomegranate has blossomed or not, the vine has budded or not.
换句话说，看看主所拯救的他的儿女们里面生命是不是在生长，是不是在开花要结果子了。
In another words, the virgin girl has gone down to see other brothers and sisters who are saved by the Lord. Are their spiritual life growing? Are within their spiritual growth, are they budding? Are they having flowers blooming?
她是为着主的满足了。不再为自己了。
She's only doing this for the purpose of satisfying our Lord, not herself anymore.
所以有一首诗歌啊，在我们圣徒诗歌，我可能跟大家分享过，诗歌508首。
There's a hymnary number 508.
那一首诗歌里面有一句话讲得非常好。
There is this one verse in this hymnary that was wonderful.
他说主啊，如果我服侍你。
Lord, if I serve.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节的最后一两句话啊，他说满意只占微小旁侧，若你能得荣耀。
It says content to fill a little.If thou be glorified.
今天我们侍奉主哈，别人看不见我们，对我们有不好的评论都没有关系的。
In our own serving to the Lord today, it is quite okay to receive negative comments.
那么真正是怎样呢？ 主在聚会中得着荣耀。
Then the as long as we can have our Lord to receive glory in our own serving.
弟兄姊妹，主在每一个弟兄姊妹的心里面得着果子，得着满足，闻到香气，那就是我服事的满足了。
The ultimate satisfaction to us is that the Lord has received glory, and all the brothers and sisters that truly love the Lord, in their own spiritual life, had wonderful flowers blooming and wonderful fruits coming out.
一个女子她这样子来服事，她不知不觉她就达到了一个光景。
When the virgin girl is serving like that, without her knowing, she has reached to a good level.
我非常喜欢第十二节这个中文的翻译说不知不觉。
Brother Bo said he really loves the translation of the Chinese, which is before I was aware.
他专心的跟随主，所以他对于环境对他的看法，还有他自己对自己想法，他都不在乎了。
She's almost following the Lord single-minded and wholeheartedly following the Lord to a point that she's no longer caring about other people's ideas about her.
当她这样子为着爱而服侍的时候，
when she's serving out of love,
她说我的心呢，就将我安置在我尊长的车中。第十二节
，My soul set me upon the chariot of my willing people.
啊，这个尊长呢，他在希伯来文里面是一个，好像是一个人的名字，叫做亚米拿达 ，Aminada。
This willing people is like a person's name, Aminada.
对 ，Aminada， 这个阿米就是我民的意思哈，那 Nada 就是 willing， 所以他整个的意思就是说，那些甘心情愿高举主的这些人是他的同伴。
The word Ami Nada, you can divide them into two parts. The first part is Ami is my people, Nada is willing. So the meaning of it is the people who's willing to lift up the name of the Lord and follow the Lord.
像诗篇第七篇第八节里面，这个作诗的人讲的。
It's like Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 7, verse 8.
Yeah, 在那里他说呢，第七篇，对不起，第七篇第七节哈，他说：“愿众民的会环绕你，愿你从其上归于高位。”
It's Psalm chapter 7 verse 7, and the assembly of peoples shall encompass thee, and for their sakes return thou on high.
在侍奉中啊，只愿意高举基督，让基督在教会中，在人的心里面被尊崇。
This is saying that when she's serving the Lord, she's only lifting the name of our Lord Jesus Christ up high, so people can worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
也像诗篇四十七篇第九节里面讲的。
It's like Psalm chapter 7 verse
47 verse 9. 列邦的君王聚集，要做亚伯拉罕之神的名，因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
The translation is even better here. The willing hearted of the peoples have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham.For unto God belong the shields of earth. He is greatly exalted.
他整个的服事啊，他只要神被高举，他就满足了，他就觉得这个侍奉是值得的。
So in this virgin girl serving alone, you know, as long as people can exalt our name of our Lord and lift His name high.
还有在110篇。诗篇110篇第三节讲啊， 他说,
Psalm 110, chapter 110, verse 3.
Yeah, 当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。
People shall be welling in the day of that power in holy splendor. From the womb of the morning shall come to thee the dew of thy youth.
这一个追求主、侍奉主的人呢、啊，他找到了一批同样愿意高举基督、让神掌权的同伴一起服侍。
The person who's willing to serve the Lord has found a group of people who's also willing to consecrate and serve the Lord.
我们知道，若是神的家达到这个光景呢，那真是叫父的心喜悦，叫神的儿女们蒙祝福。
If the house, if the home, house of the Lord, if our church can be like this, you know, willing to exalt our name, the Lord, that will make our Lord so happy. That will make our church so blessed.
第十三节
verse 13.
啊，好像是这些被吸引也愿意来跟随主的人，他们觉得这个子这个同伴呢跑得太快了。
This verse almost sounded like this group of others who want to follow our Lord is telling the Shulamite, you're running too fast.
对，他说，请你回来回来，苏拉密女。
Return, O Shulamite.
这个 Shulamite, 有人讲就是 Solomon, the feminine name.
Shulamite, others have described as the feminine name of Solomon.
在希伯来文在希腊文里面的男性名字就有相对的女性名字。
We know in Hebrews, there's when male name is always accompanied with a female, feminine name.
比如说斯提凡叫 Stephen, 那他的 feminine name 就叫 Stephanie。
Stephen's feminine name is Stephanie.
在希伯来文里面 Solomon 就是平安之子啊。他的女性的名字平安之女叫 Shulamite.
So Solomon, the son of Heath, the feminine name is Shulamite.
所以这一个追求主的女子啊，她已经反映出她良人的生命的特点。
We're seeing that here, this virgin girl has now had the characteristics of her beloved.
你碰见了这个人，你就好像碰见了主的平安一样。
When you have encountered this virgin girl, the Shulamite, you have encountered the peace of the Lord.
你碰见了这个人，你好像碰见了主的自己一样。
When you have encountered this virgin girl, it's almost like you have encountered our Lord himself.
大家都想，你怎么达到的？请你回来回来，让我们看一看。他们也想找到那条路。
People have marveled already, like, how did you get there? Come back. I want to see what path you have taken.
然后呢，他接下来说，这好像圣灵问的，说你们为什么要观看苏拉密女呢？像观看马哈念跳舞的人呢？
The next sentence is asking, I was almost asking by the Holy Spirit again, why would you look upon in the Shulamite as it were dance of two camps?
这是一个非常好的提示。
This is a good reminder here.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个在马哈念的跳舞啊，我们知道马哈念乃是雅各回迦南要过亚伯河的渡口之前的一个遭遇和经历。
This dance of the two camps is where Jacob needs to come to the land of Canaan. Going through the river, this is experience.
我们的雅各回去啊，他心里是忐忑不堪不安的。
We know when Jacob is going back, he was nervous. He's not in peace. There's no peace.
因为他过去啊，这个骗了他的哥哥，他不知道他哥哥以扫会怎么对付他。
Because he lied to his brother, Esau. He did not know how his brother will treat him.
所以那一天晚上呢， 他很紧张，他把他的儿女还有羊群牛群的分成两队。
So at the night, he was going to meet his brother. He was very nervous. So he divided his family and his sheep into two groups.
他把一队摆在前面，他想呢，如果哥哥打了前面那一队，后面我们就跑了。我。
So he has divided his children and wife and his sheep into two. If his brother strikes the first group, him and the second group will run away.
但是那一天晚上呢，忽然有一个异象，他看见另外一队的军兵在他的儿女之前。
But on that night, he had a vision. He saw another group of armies, a group of soldiers that's in front of his children.
原来神差遣他的军兵来保护雅各。
It's really God is sending his soldiers to protect Jacob and his children and sheep.
所以呢，雅各那一天晚上见了，他就把那个地方起名叫做马哈念。
The brother boy, there's in the Darby translation, there's no there's no name. What is the name of the?
Yeah. 这个 name 哈，我们看一下在。
Mahanaim. In that location where Jacob has saw the vision, Jacob named the place Mahanaim.
在创世纪32:2。
Genesis chapter 32:2. That's where the name came from.
这个因为达比就直接把马哈念翻出它的意义，叫做 two camps.
Mahanaim really means two camps. So when Brother Darby translates, he just gives the meaning of it.
弟兄姊妹，所以在那里啊，因着雅各看见，他就心安了，他得拯救了，他们就跳舞了。
Because Jacob saw the vision, saw the protection. Jacob was in peace. Then they start dancing into two camps.
这个是在危难中得着神的拯救、遇见神的地方，叫做马哈念。
That place is where Jacob has met God, has saw protection from God. When he was in Christ, that's why he named it Mahanaim.
这里圣灵问这些想要追求主的神的儿女，你们为什么要看这个苏拉密女好像观看马哈念跳舞的呢？
So here, the Holy Spirit is asking this group of women, why do you look upon in the Shulamites like it was the dance of two camps?
这个讲到我们愿意看见在他身上怎么达到这个光景，灵和魂分开了。他真的得着拯救了。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is almost asking, like, why are you looking at this person who are truly saved, has separated herself, self-life, soul life from her spirit life, has truly been saved?
第一个基督徒哈，我们知道希伯来书第四章十二节讲到，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，比两刃的利剑更快。能够把灵与魂分开啊，这是一个非常宝贵的经历和属灵的光景。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4:12 says, For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, as a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. This is the experience of your spiritual growth.
Yeah, 这一个女子她像苏拉密女，因为她的天然的魂啊跟灵分开，而且她这样子呢，她的魂也蒙拯救。
This Shulamite, this virgin girl, is like the two camps has her soul separated from her spirit. That's why she can receive the salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你知道 我们基督徒啊，很多的矛盾、困惑、过不去的地方，就是因为我们的魂跟灵呢纠结不清。
Brothers, sisters, as Christians, we often have confusions, frustrations, things that does not happen in our way. It's because we cannot separate our soul with our spirit.
这个苏拉密女呢，她所以能像基督，现在她的魂呢已经浮在灵的管制的底下了，所以基督从她身上显出来。
But for this Shulamite, for this virgin girl here, she was able to have her soul under the control of her spirit so that the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ can be revealed from her.
所以圣灵在这里第二次的提问，你们为什么观看他呢？你们要知道怎么达到这个光景。
So that's why the Holy Spirit in chapter 6 verse 13 asked again, you know, why are you looking, so what are you looking at? Do you know how to get there? How to get where she's at?
我的时间差不多到了，我以为今天我可以讲到第七章的一半，我刚刚把第六章略略的和大家分享。
My time is up. I thought I could start chapter 7, but I just finished chapter 6.
盼望呢，我们不光是来聚会的时候，我们有一点分享，大家在生活中再回头去默想，去祷告，好叫我们呢有真正的属灵操练。
I hope not only we can fellowship and share our thoughts on the scripture, but I hope when we go home we can meditate on the word of the Lord, we can practice the Lord of the word.
通过这个女子的学习和经历，也成为我们的学习和经历。
I hope that the experience and the learning process of the virgin girl can become our own.
如果我们有一些的祷告，请弟兄姊妹可以自由的祷告。你祷告的时候，请打开你的麦克风。
Let's have a word of prayer, brothers and sisters.
用你的爱服侍了我们，你用你的爱吸引我们，使我们本来是以地和地上的事为念的人，今天我们愿意来追求你。主啊，虽然我们有一个心愿，但是我们承认这条路是我们不认识的，这条路也是我们不会走的，是你在爱中亲自的引领我们，一路的陪伴我们，并且不时的等候我们。主啊，并且你把你自己在每一个阶段每一个遭遇里启示给我们，让我们再被你的荣美吸引。本来我们发酸的腿，下垂的手，主啊，不肯往前的时候，主啊，你又再来鼓舞扶持我们。亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你，每次我们和弟兄姊妹来思想你在爱中在我们身上所做的工作，我们就要向你俯伏敬拜。主啊，我们今天走到了什么地步，来到了什么的光景，我们自己可能都不太清楚，但是你看我们，主啊，我们在你面前永远是赤露敞开的，你的智慧，你的巧妙，你的恩典和忍耐在我们身上显得何等的丰富。主啊，愿你的心激励我们，愿你的爱扶持我们，使我们再立下心志，主，我们要跟随你，不仅在个人生命的捷径上跟随你，主啊，今天在教会的侍奉上，在父神的旨意中，主啊，让我们做你的同伴。亲爱的主，我们承认我们有许多的失败，我们承认我们自己有许多的盲点，我们也承认我们有许多时候力不从心，但是主，我们感谢你，是你一路在扶持，在吸引， 在做工。愿你在你的儿女们中，在你的教会中，得着许多快跑跟随你的人。主啊，得着许多能够叫你的心喜悦满足的弟兄姊妹。我们为着今天晚上你的同在，为着你的话语，我们献上满心的感谢和敬拜。主啊，愿我们能够进入与你那联合的交通里面，愿你的形象刻画在我们的中心里面。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。
分享的有什么见证分享，或者刚才有交通不清楚的地方有问题的，都可以大家，我想听听大家的 feedback 好不好。听的时候读雅各书啊，把它放在一个比较小的背景的里面，就是我个人怎么达到完全，达到爱主啊。我这一次和大家一起读，我一开头的时候就和弟兄姊妹讲，我们要把我们的背景啊，看在把整个教会神永远的旨意当作背景来看，你就看见我们在这个前提的和背景底下，我们被成全，那个经历啊就更丰富更清楚也更明亮。我不晓得大家 so far 有没有这个感觉。
嗯，